How many of y'all know that God loves you? How many of y'all know that He wants you to have the best? How many of y'all know that you represent Him? I'm trying to see how to start this morning, because it would be a little foreign to the body of Christ at large. And without revelation, it will not sound like it's in reality, because we've been without it so long. But I want you to write this in your note: supernatural help coming to the body of Christ. Supernatural help. In all of my years of ministry, I never heard the body of Christ dealing with supernatural help. But it's there. Let me give you one for instance as I follow behind the Holy Spirit. Turn to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. Supernatural help. Say it. Supernatural cometh to the body of Christ. All right. Now, turn to Psalm 139. Let me see, can I walk you through a few things to get us connected properly, and then let the Holy Spirit say to you what He wants to say to you about your health, about a long, satisfied life. In other words, have health throughout your lifespan here and live long. Well, okay then. Have health and live long. And with what's going on in the system, you better know somebody. Because it's not enough just to try to survive. Now, the 14th verse of the 139th Psalm is a very powerful verse by revelation. Very powerful. It says, I will praise thee. You with me? Now notice what he says. For I'm what? And what? What? Made, right? You see that? All right. Marvelous are thy work. And then he says, and then my soul knoweth right well. And then my soul knoweth right well. Now, that'll point you to something. That'll point you. I don't want you to leave this text yet, but that points you to 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Twice, reference to your soul, to your emotion, your mind, and your will. Now notice that. Notice he says, I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Then he used the word marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance, verse 15, was not hid from thee when I was made in secret. I was made fearfully and wonderfully and marvelously, and I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Verse 16, that I did see my substance. See, now, something about your substance. That's something about substance that is already built in you. You actually have divine rights to be healthy. And you have divine substance in you. You built with divine substance in you to keep you healthy. In other words, you must realize God made me with divine substance in me. It's a substance, the same substance. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, it's supernatural. See, your body was built supernaturally to repair itself. Now, church don't talk about that. See, the church don't talk about the church. Church, all the church want to do is lay hands. But you need to know something personally about how you were made. You were made by God to live in health. God gave you a body that if it's sick, the disease, get on that body know how to fight back. That body don't only know how to fight back. That body, you listening? Yeah. That body know how to take back what is rightfully yours. But if you just go along with the system and don't realize that God already knew Satan was going to try some stuff on your body, and he already built that body to fight back. See, if you don't understand that, if you don't understand that longevity, watch this now, and youngness is building you. See, age must not determine your outcome. Age must not determine your look or your outlook. If you know this thing properly and let the Holy Spirit continue doing his job. This old age condition has come from the system. People ask you how old you are. Don't be asking me how old I am. Ask me how young I am. Never talk about how old you are. Let me get back on my subject, but I want to try to let you live long and strong, you know what I'm saying? Now, to substantiate this, hallelujah. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Let me walk through a few scriptures here a while. But I have to prove this in the body of Christ, that supernatural health belonged to the body of Christ. Yeah, we took all the other remedies, but we didn't keep our supernatural health. When you stand up, your faith has something to work with. Not saying you're not going to be attacked, but you know that your body is built to have supernatural health. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, it says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my saying. You with me? Yes, verse 21 said, let them not depart, them words, from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart or thy soul. Notice what he said in verse 22 now. Read this with me. Is God lying? Well, why do the body of Christ keep making him out a lie? He said, if you attend to my word, and many of y'all attend to the word, look what he says. Look what he says. For their life unto those that find them, and help to some of their flesh. He said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. All right? I want you to write this in your note. Health is possible for me now. Proper discernment about your healing and health must be in place for your faith to work properly. Oh, this is a major subject. Oh, yeah, we can be bouncing and dancing and bumping in here, but listen to me. This is a major, this major surgery here this morning. That you may know that your case is not hopeless. Quit holding on to it. Quit talking about it. Quit having romance with something you don't lack. It has more to do than with just eating. Your thinking. What you saying? Who talking to you? What you hearing about health? You got to protect your ear gauge. You got to protect your eyes. When you see somebody all humped over walking, that's their fault. So why you want to keep your eyes on them? Turn your head when they pass by. Don't feed yourself that type of lifestyle. Supernatural help cometh to me now. Say it.
Supernatural help cometh to me now.
I didn't say help. I said help.
Help.
You know we got to attend to the word. You say, attend to my son, attend to the word. Because the word carries healing and health in it. The word is spirit and life. The word produces supernatural results in every aspect of the believer's life. Stop accepting and begin to resist. In the name of Jesus, exousia power, power that runs the government of everything, the name of Jesus. Listen, health is divine life from God. It is up to you to make it a lifestyle that you will live by the power of God. Notice with me in Psalm 103. Five benefits that I must go over and over and over again. Five benefits that will keep you in health. If you're not in health, it will take you to health. And they will keep you in health. Turn the song. I have a brother died. I have to make an announcement. He's 85. He lived to be 85. But when I was talking to his daughter, she said he went from one stroke to another stroke, to another stroke, to another stroke. He was almost dead before he died. And that's where most people leave here. They're dead before they die. They go through this and they go through that and they go through that. It's because they don't know that supernatural, I'm telling you why you're breathing, that supernatural help belongs to you. You are not designed by God to die in a hospital or in hospice. You're supposed to give up the ghost and go home. It's not normal. It's not natural. It's not right. And the church knows very little about it. The church in line, getting hand laid on them. I saw a minister watching, and he said, your bowels lock up. And so people jump up, their bowels locked up. What happened when they get them loose? They don't know what to do. People just want hand laid on them. You just eat right, your bowels will turn loose. You ain't got to be, but you get land hand on you for your bowels lock up. What going to happen when you go eat them 3 pounds of macaroni and cheese? You're going to get locked up again. That's very simple. It's very simple. I mean, y'all don't offend it, but it's very simple. Let me lay a hand on you praying. Hey, yeah. No, just take care of yourself. Hallelujah. We're dealing with one of the most serious subjects that you can ever deal with. In Psalm 103, it lays out, and it talks about your soul again. It seemed like your body not the problem. The devil not the problem. Your soul is the problem. See. He says, In Psalm 103, bless the Lord, all my soul, first verse, and all that is within me. Notice he didn't say my spirit. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Notice he didn't say bless the Lord, all my spirit. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And you know, we got Jehovah Raha. It's our shepherd, Jehovah Rapha. He's our healer. Oh, yeah, he's your healer. Oh, yeah, no sickness or disease can stand up to him. Oh, no. If you know that rightfully, he can't stand up to him. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his what?
Benefit.
Underline that. Benefit. Benefit. How many of y'all want your benefits?
Yeah.
That the Lord Jesus provided for us on the cross.
Yeah.
There's benefits. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
There are benefits that the Lord Jesus have provided for us on the cross that can't be stopped.
Amen.
He paid for it.
Yes.
It's already mine. But you see, you're in a system, and I'll say it this way, I know I'm gonna get cut, but you're in a church society.
Yeah.
That holding on the thing that should turn loose.
Yeah.
You should be different because you're a child of God. You shouldn't look like everybody else. You shouldn't be going through what everybody else going through because you're a child of God. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
You shouldn't accept it because the crowd accepted it. You have a redemptive path you can walk on. Miracles, signs, and wonders belong to you because you're a child of God. Talk to me here. You cannot be regular and religious. Regularity and religion cannot walk in righteousness. Well, I got a voice for you. I got a voice I'm going to go to in a few minutes. Righteousness means that I'm whole, I'm healed, I'm healthy, and nobody can stop it. No sickness, no disease. I don't care what they name it. I'm not claiming it. Is not mine. I walk by faith and not by sight. Stop worrying. Stop being in fear because you got some symptoms. Symptoms come and go. But you got to know how to deal with them when they come. Don't become friendly with them. I bind you. I break your power over my body in the name of Jesus. I declare the blood of Jesus upon my body right now. My body is designed to glorify God. My life is designed to glorify God. I'm not accepting nothing that does not glorify my Father. You got to get angry. You got to get bold. You got to have some tenacity about it. You have to have some fight in you. I don't accept that report. Who report you going to believe? He was wounded. That's a report I'm going to believe. For my transgression, bruised for my iniquity. That's a reporter. The chastisement of my peace is upon him, and with his stripes, say it. Body of Christ, you got to know that. You got to know. You got to know. You got to know that supernatural help belongs to me. Say it. You probably go in the store and you never find a book talking about supernatural help. Not out the church.
No.
Sit down.
Good preaching, Dan.
See, I don't care what your report is today. And I don't care how long your report has been given to you. when it come down to the hand of God. Ezekiel was in that valley of dry bones. But the hand of the Lord was upon him. I decree the hand of the Lord is upon you this morning. And every dry bone of sickness and disease that have touched your body for a long time, we declare the spirit, the wind of the spirit is blowing in this church this morning. On every dry bone, every dry sickness, every dry disease that have touched your body. And your body is about to come back up alive. Anybody got any faith in here this morning? Anybody believe in the supernatural power of God? Anybody ready to take it on this morning? Oh, dry bone. Sickness and disease been dry bone in the body I receive. Sickness and disease been dry bone in the body of Christ I receive. I said sickness and disease been dry bone. We've been in this valley too long. Oh, ye dry bone. Are you understanding how this working? You understand how the Holy Ghost turning this thing? Do you understand it? Yes. Do you understand it? No, you're not dying ahead of time, not up in hell. No, that's over. Come on. Hey, 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 that's over. Fight for your right. Whew. Shut down. What y'all standing up for? Jesus, I drive out all fear and all worry about the report right now. I don't care who had it in your family. You hearing the word of God. The word of God can change every situation. So don't you worry about it no more. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to make it. God has not given us a spirit of fear, power, love. I see that woman, yes, that woman hollered out just now. That woman knew the supernatural. I went to the hospital. She had a tumor. Playing around in a chronicle. Lynn Marsh and I went. And they say the doctor gave her the report. She just hollered out just now. That's 30 years ago. I laid hand on her head. I said, tumor, you got to leave here. This God's property. In the name of Jesus. Tell them take another x-ray. They couldn't find it no more. That 30-something, she had to holler out today. Powerful man. The x-ray couldn't find nothing no more. She screamed because she know what I'm talking about. She know what God did for her. Your case is not hopeless. Stop condemning yourself because you're dealing with a few things. Sit down. I'm almost through. Now, in the school of old, one would say, I feel a healing power. But right now, I'm feeling health power. If there's any health power on your row, I want you to cut up. Now, the Holy Ghost had you to do that for a reason. Because you have tapped into a new zone. Your words from this day forward are going to be more powerful. Because you just received an impartation of health. Good God Almighty. What I said? Holy Ghost is a help imparter. You remember Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing. Just say, I'm receiving what belongs to me. Stop agreeing with it. Stop sleeping with it. Tell it, get up out of this bed. You're not my lover, you're my hater. You don't supposed to be in the bed with me. Arthur Rodgers, get up out of this bed. You're going to have to use your faith, not your feeling. Write that down. You're going to have to use your faith, not your feeling, if you're going to walk in hell. Yes, sir. Jesus Christ. You're going to have to use your what?
Faith.
Not your feeling. Because your feeling constantly lying to you, telling you can't do no better. Supernatural help coming to me now. Say it. Say it with some spunk. Say it. I mean, spunk don't mean loudness. Say it with some conviction. Say it like you believe the word of God. It's the word of God talking to you. So say it like God just spoke to you. And then say it then. Say it now. Now, symptom going to say something different. Satan going to say something different. Self going to say something different. The system going to say something different. But you got to say what the Spirit of God said. Supernatural health coming to my body today. You not going to say it? What you got to lose, baby? What you got to lose? Supernatural health coming to my body today. The system don't know what we're talking about yet. Man don't know what we're talking about. It's the Spirit of God speaking to us from his word, that God wants you to live your whole life in supernatural health. Sure, you're going to have in this system, you're going to have different attack might come your way, but it's how you handle it. By feeling or by faith? I live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Long life belongs to me. A long satisfied life belongs to me by covenant rights. Do you notice a special day in your life? Do you know why my sister from Atlanta and her husband wanted to be here today? Do you know you can't find this priest everywhere? Giving all glory to God. Do you know sickness and disease are being sopped out of your body this morning? Sit down a moment. Supernatural health. Think about what you're saying now. Supernatural. See, we're not talking about normal health or the normal route. Yeah. Talking about supernatural. Where doctors, medicine, psychology, and science speak the word, we have done. All we can. I receive your seed, sir. We've done all we can. That's a $500 check. We've done all we can. Gather the family together.
Come on, Dad.
But God never told you that. When that happened, all of your faith dropped to the ground. You've let the natural overrule the supernatural. But I saw one of my daughters fight. I saw it took put in practice what I preached to her, and I was proud of her. The all medical field, Brad, you know about that. Oh, because Brad was one of my sisters on that. All the medical dynamics say it was over for him. And they wanted to unhook the machine. But she said, don't unhook it right now. She had a sister standing by. I said, no, let's fight on a little more. Doctor said, the kid's out of my hand. I can't do nothing else, ma'am. She said, keep the machine running a little bit. Give him a little help for a while. I'm going to stand before God. Oh, my goodness. I was standing there. Georgia, professor, the man, he was there. I was chanting. The doctor said, it was out of their hand. They don't know what, they don't know something. Somebody love y'all. They don't know what happened. Supernaturally, members of this church and that wife were standing for a man who was dead. Called the natural society, but supernatural help. And supernatural help came in that room. And that man came back alive, stopped talking. He's alive today. Because his wife wouldn't take the report. She stood against the report. The average family, that man had been a dead man. Because they'd have dropped all their faith, dropped all their consciousness, and said, well, we just got this. No, she said, no. I was proud of her. I ain't talked to her much about it, but I was proud of my members who was there. I was proud of them. The stuff that God have taught us, they used it. Against all odds. I don't want no quitter to come in my room if I'm dealing with something. Send me somebody ready to fight to the end. That's two right before you. The girl standing right there, brain tumor, and then this boy here, they said he was gone. Calhoun know. And Miss Calhoun, she know. They were there. Something supernatural happened. In her case, their case. Something, and I call more cases here, you know. Something supernatural happened. Religion make you regular. Ritual make you regular. Be a fighter. Stand your ground. Sit down, I'm going to close in a minute. Did not the scripture say to us to call things? That's your faith, baby. You got to do it. The Bible said Abraham was not weak in faith. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He was fully persuaded that what God has promised, he's also able to perform. I look at another member here. He was going out. His family was worried. He's going out. And it looked like everything was going backwards. And I watch him. And I watch his family fight for him. And it took some months, but he came back into his same standard. He's sitting in here today. Sometimes the medical field don't even know what's happening to you. They don't know what's going on. Because his family was able to fight. They knew how to fight. Yeah. Boy, if I get to think about it, we got some stuff went on up in here. Yeah. What? Yeah. Family, his family knew how to fight. Yeah. And they stayed there and fought for him when he couldn't fight for himself. Yeah. If they hadn't had that word in them, they couldn't put up that fight. So don't think you coming to church is in vain. No, God getting you ready. Don't think we just come here and clap our hands. No, something going on. Are you following me? I fight so much. I have cases that some of my good people went home too early. But he got tired fighting. He said he was ready to go, so I had to let him go. You're hurting, you got pain, you know. You're dealing with some things, you know what I'm saying? But you got to fight. Now, I want you to cue in on these five benefits here in Psalm 103, and I'm going to try to close. These five benefits. I want you to use, these are five weapons of supernatural health. Five weapons. I just got that just now. Five weapons to help me to maintain health in my body. Five weapons. First of all, I'm forgiven. In verse 3, Psalm 103, verse 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Second part of that verse says what? Healed all thy diseases. That's weapon number two. Look at weapon number three. How many of y'all believe that sickness and disease are destructive? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Look at verse four. Who redeemeth my what?
Life.
From what?
Destruction.
What do you think that means?
Disease?
Accident to take my life. If something gonna drop in the middle of the road, they ain't gonna drop while I'm passing. Because he give his angel charge over me. Designed earth realm to hallow supernatural business. When one of us present, any good thing can happen. Just because we there. And I know who I am. And I know who I belong to. Are you following me? Are you following me? Is anybody here? Think of another kid. My son's heart just gone crazy, like going crazy. But him and his wife had faith. Yeah. When I went there, I told him, just be sturdy, trust God. Yeah. Yeah. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Left the kids praying in the Holy Ghost, driving. I sat in the back of the car and my son driving me. And I'll be in the back praying and aiming to get the answer from God when I'm dealing with people. I'm coming back home, across the railroad track right before I got to my house. And I heard the word wallpaper, W-A-L-L-P-A-P-E-R, wallpaper. I said, now, I'm praying in the Lord. What is he telling about me, wallpaper? What is he talking about? Is this God or the devil? Wallpaper. I'm fighting one of the biggest cases in my life, and I want to know, he tell me wallpaper. I said, what is this? He said, I just want you to know I got it covered. Hey, what are you doing? K is covered. I jumped on that back seat, almost jumped in the front seat. I said, man, see that? Now, I'm giving you a secret now. A lot of times God's speaking to us. We got to tarry till he give us the fullness of it. He don't talk normal. Wallpaper. I'm fighting a hot condition. I'm praying in tongue and grabbing every scripture I can get. He said, wallpaper. I sure thought he was going to tell me something. Then he said, I said, Lord, what is this? He said, I got it covered. Yeah. You know, wallpaper, you cover the wall. Yeah. Called back. Looked at me like all the doctors had changed their mind. I talked to the doctor myself. He said, oh, you're going to be fine. That wasn't what they were saying earlier. But you remember the wallpaper. Powerful, man. That's powerful. I won't tell you. This morning, I've been putting some wallpaper on your life. And it's covered. If you take the word, it's covered. Say, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. I'm covered with a covenant. You follow me? Demons our life from destruction. Crown our head with loving kindness and tender mercy. You see, there are two scriptures. Go ahead, sit down. Two scriptures I'm going to give you. Hebrews 4:16 and Romans 12:2. You got to know how to receive grace and mercy. Cry out for grace. When you need help, cry out for grace. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can find mercy and grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16, but Romans 12:1. Now Romans 12:1, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your body to God, a holy and living sacrifice. By the mercies of God. You cry out when your body racking pain and you don't know what way to turn. Cry out for mercy. Lord, have mercy on this body. Cry out for grace. And always, children, always be grace receivers. Grace. Always be a grace receiver. Always let God give you a favor. See what I'm saying? Always be a grace receiver. What happened in the body of Christ, those guys start teaching on grace, excuses to do anything. But what happened is, I found out the other day, what happened is they separate the gospel of grace from the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom, there got to be commitment. It got to be discipleship. It got to be sacrifice in the gospel of the kingdom. But you got to connect the two together. You just can't teach on grace without teaching on the kingdom. Are you following me? She said, the grace without the kingdom will lead you in sin. Because you think you can do anything, and grace got me. My goodness. Now, I'm going to leave you with a secret here. You remember we read that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous his work? Huh? I'm about to show you a secret, and I'm going to close. I have 13 minutes an hour, but I'm going to show you the secret because I want you to know it, because I know most of y'all don't know it. Boy, people don't like to be here that. I ain't had no amen. No. Like, tell me, I don't know. Those five supernatural benefits we just read, right? The last one is he'll satisfy your mouth with good things. You see that? Don't act like you don't see it. You see it? That's both what go out your mouth and what come in your mouth. All right? I'm just trying to deal with the fact. All right? All right? Now, it says in the scripture, and I rest my case with this. It says in the scripture, let me read them again. Who forgive all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness, tender mercy. You still with me?
Yes, sir.
Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something else now. You can put where youth is, you can put the word help. Is renewed like the eagle. What I found out is that the system by which God built our bodies is a renewing system. That you have cells on the inside of your body. Your body is made up of cells. And those cells supposed to renew every year. That's why you can't get old. And that's why you can't stay sick. Because the sick cells have to leave your body when you know what you're doing. Y'all don't want to talk to me up in here. See, your body built not to grow old. Your body built to be renewed in your youth. Your oldness is your fault. Yes, you've been here so many years. Somebody said, how long you been here? I've been here 73 years. But that don't mean I'm 73. You go to thinking that and the rankers go to dancing. I got another stupa. He's going to talk all day long about the aches and the pain. I'm 73 young. And I'll fight to the end. Just because something goes wrong don't mean you're gone. Plead the blood. Use a name. Praise him. If your left arm hurt, praise him with your right hand. Supernatural help coming to me today. All right, now, I'm going to read my text now. You got to follow God. I mean, I come up with a text. He didn't put the text on the first, the text on the end. But I believe it'll be a powerful word for you. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. That was my opening text. He made me put it on the end. And I see why he did that. See, before you can walk in supernatural health, the light must come on. You must have some insight, like you know. Now, yeah, you got to have some insight. See, now you know, not only spiritually, but scientifically, God built you to renew. See, that's why when I'm talking about food, I'm talking about, you know, what you're putting in there. Them live cells waiting on some live food, at least. Some live food. If you just get some live food in there. I don't like no salad. I got to see me some smoke. You know what I'm trying to do. Come on, raise your hand. Come on, raise your hand. No, I don't lie. All right. Put some live in there. Hey, eat a raw carrot or something. Eat. Every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Not every now and then, honey, but I got to start them somewhere. I get one carrot in your mouth, I might get two. But it's not just food. It's your faith. You need to do some exercise. You need to walk in love. You need not have nobody in your heart. Let them go. Let them go. Forgive them. Forgive them, because if you're not, you're carrying them with you. All right? All right, let's read this verse and close. Verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. All right, light. Come on, son. Your light breaking forth. I receive, sir. That's $1,000. Then shall your light break forth as the morning. I want you to underline light. Light. That's four words I want you to underline here. Light. And so as pastor teacher, I'm bringing light. The word of God is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, right? The entrance of thy word giveth what? Light. Okay, so we need light. Light mean enlightenment. Light mean understanding. All right? Light mean now I'm in a position to discern what's going on in my body. And thine help shall spring forth speedily. What? Underline the word help and underline the word speedily. And our health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. See, righteousness. Righteousness lead a healthy person. See, righteousness have the ability to remove all the damage from your path. Good God Almighty. Your righteousness goes before thee. You see, your righteousness is walking before you. Your righteousness, oh no, you can't land on him. You can't take her, she righteous. See, every one of y'all wears a righteous anointing. I have a right to be well. I have a right to be happy. I have a right to live long. So your righteousness shall go before thee, right? The glory of the Lord. And read that word. It didn't say reward. Put that in the Amplified Bible quickly. Amplified Bible, the Message Bible, quickly on the board so we can see. I saw something when I read them. Amplified, anyone you get to your hand on. And the Message. So I can close. I got 4 minutes. I'm like Calhoun here. All right, I'm about through. I'm about through, yeah. Y'all ain't about to get me in trouble. I'm over. Then shall your light break forth like the morning, and your healing, your restoration, and the power of a new life shall spring forth speedily. Your righteousness, your rightness, your justice, and your right relationship with God shall go before you, conducting you to peace and prosperity and the glory of the Lord. You got it?
Yes, sir.
What's that, the Amplified? What's up? What the Message said? Do this, and the light will be turned on. Yeah, somebody, I think it was a street song. I don't know. Turn on the light. I know one thing, because of how y'all laughing, I'm not the only one know it. Because, I mean, if you didn't know nothing about it, you'd say, what are you talking about? Everybody said, ha, 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 ha. They turn the light on everywhere else. Why can't turn the light on in the church? Do this and the light will turn on and your life will turn around. Oh, my goodness. At once, your righteousness will pave your way. Look what the last statement said. But no, I want that word secure. Secure your health, man. There's a security here. Stand on your feet. Yeah, I said turn on the light, boy. Yeah. Well, that's what I've been doing here this morning. Turning on the light. Getting us out of the darkness of sickness and disease and walking in the light of our health, long, satisfied life. Long, satisfied life. Yes, sir. I receive. Yes, sir. That's a $500 right there. Long, satisfied life. Long, satisfied life. Long. I'm just waiting to see the rest of y'all gonna say it. Long.
Long.
Long. All right. But don't nobody say nothing right now. I'm about to say something stupid, but I'm gonna say it. Short, unsatisfied life. I mean, I'm trying to find something you gonna say. You didn't say that. I'll say it with you. Short, unsatisfied life. That's what you want. Go ahead and say it. Long, satisfied life without sickness and disease in good health.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Come on, praise God for that. Every head bowed, every eye closed.